Good morning. Today is Thursday, February 19th, 2015. We have a lot of guests in the studio with us today. To my left, we have Jeff Budd of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. And we also have the director, Sarah Laurie, with us.
Good morning.
And Cynthia Bustos.
Hi, good morning.
And they're here to talk about the Wearable Arts Runway Show and Extravaganza. This is the seventh year they've been doing it. It'll be taking place at Harrigan Centennial Hall on March 7th at 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Those are logistical details. Get those out of the way. The thing I want to know is, I'm very curious, Jeff, what is the origin story of bringing this to Sitka? I know it happens in Ketchikan and in Juneau, but how did it all come about here?
Here's my history of how this all started. Believe it or not, Ketchikan has been doing it for 28 years. New Zealand, who says they're the headquarters or home of it, have been doing it 26 years. So something, this is really international. It's all over the world. I apparently started in Ketchikan. And then, excuse me, I should have drank the water. I'm okay. Then I used to live in Ketchikan, and when I came here, we thought, let's give it a try here, and people here seem to have embraced it. And it's in Juneau, Petersburg, Haines does it, Anchorage does it, Homer does it, Port Angeles does it, all over the place. Anchorage, I don't know if I said Anchorage or not.
Okay. And the theme this year is Seven Seas, Clean Seas. Can you tell me why is that the theme this year?
Because we were going to partner with the Sitka Sound Science Center. And we were hoping to bring up an international wearable arts person, and they wrote a grant, but unfortunately didn't get that part of the grant. So we've always done numbers for the number of shows. So, of course, next year will be the eighth year, and you can guess it's going to be the 8 Stars of Gold. So that's why the seven was in there.
Got it. And Cynthia Bustos, you are an artist model.
Yes, I am.
And what does that mean? So what will you be doing during the show?
I make my own outfits and then I model them. Either I model them or I have other girls help me. Like this year, I'm going to have people helping me. So this year, I don't want to say, but I guess I can.
Oh, you have to give us a little bit.
It's going to be out of dryer sheets, and I am including a jellyfish in there. I'm not going to say how big or what it looks like, but I'm just going to say there's going to be a jellyfish in there.
And how did you come up with this idea for dryer sheets?
Well, because I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I was like, wait, there's a lot of these things there. So I just decided to start using them.
And how are you manufacturing this outfit?
I started sewing a skirt, and then I did a little top, and then I started just decorating it with the same dryer sheets.
And you mentioned that you were using 6 of them in a layer.
Yeah, I have to pile them up in at least 6, so you can't really see through. You can see a little bit, but it's not that much. It's a good thing.
So, yeah, what are some of the tricks that people use to actually keep these pieces on? Because what's extraordinary is they're works of art, but they're also meant to be worn, so they have to fit within this very mobile, active environment. What do people do? Is it just double stick tape and prayers?
What I do is just as I'm sewing and stuff, I try it on, or like now that I have models, I have them try it on and we adjust or whatever. Like right now I'm still doing adjustments, trying to make it perfect for their body, you know. Yeah. So it's not falling off, because this year they're going to be dancing, so I don't want them to have their skirt or anything fall off on stage. Yeah.
And glue sticks.
Glue sticks.
Duct tape.
And what is the kind of the larger purpose of this event for Greater Sitka Arts Council? How does it fit in the structure and the vision of the organization?
Well, it provides a platform for all different kinds of people, and from an amateur to a professional or a person who's been doing it for many, many years to create something and bring it in front of the community and get some exposure. And it's just sort of a democratic event that that the whole community can get involved in. And then even if you're a little bit shy, it's a fantastic thing to watch. I mean, it's just so amazing what people are sitting there doing in their evenings, you know, like Cynthia beavering away on this amazing project. And it's inspiring event, and so that fits right into our mission as a community-based arts organization.
I'm going to play a little bit of reporter Ed Ronco's coverage of this extraordinary show from 2 years ago. Take a listen to the fifth annual Wearable Arts Runway Show.
Go ahead, it's okay. You can sway back and forth. We know you want to. That's what Jen Lawler is doing right now, ever so slightly, wearing a big black hoop skirt. She makes her way down a long runway that extends off the stage at Harrigan Centennial Hall, and when she gets to the end, she takes two rolls of what looks like receipt tape and puts them on the ground delicately on either side of her. The end of each roll is affixed to her waist, and as she walks back toward the stage, it unfurls, stretching the entire length of the runway behind her, like a bridal train. This is dress rehearsal for Sitka's Wearable Arts Show, and Lawler is wearing a piece of art called Stately Dance. It was designed by Connie LaPerriere. She's in the hallway after the rehearsal, gathering up the tape and stuffing it into a bag.
It's recycled paper. I used to work at the post office, so it's what the strips for putting on at the front counter come off of.
You know, it's that glossy backing that you peel stickers from. Once the tape is unfurled, there's no way to restuff it, but...
I have a lot of rolls. I've been saving it for some time. But the thing about it is, that was only one quarter of the roll.
That was only a quarter of the roll, Ed Ronco goes on to say, because it took up the entire length of the runway. So I think what's really incredible about, full disclosure, I haven't been to the Wearable Arts Show. I just moved to Sitka to take part in the fellowship, is that it's a performance. So each of these costumes that are coming out, they're not only thinking about aesthetics, they're thinking about some action that they can perform. Is that a right characterization?
Sure. We prefer to think of not as costume, but as outfits or art on a person.
Thank you for correcting
You're
me.
You're welcome.
Outfits or art on a person.
Yeah.
So what, I guess, is your hope for this year?
Well, my hope is that people will go buy tickets starting tomorrow at Old Harbor Books. And my other hope is if there's anybody listening that's making a piece and you haven't told me you're going to register, please get a hold of me, 747-4821. And if you need a registration form, I can get you those as well. But it looks like it's going to be a pretty good show. And I'm going to be a model this year, but I'm not going to be like Cynthia and tell you what I'm going to be in. No.
Sarah, tell us how this fits into, this is a part of a larger event that Greater Sitka Arts Council is organizing called Arty Gras. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you. So Arty Gras, I think this is the eighth year that the Greater Sitka Arts Council has produced Arty Gras. So it's always been about 2 weeks. And starting on Friday, actually February 27th, and it's going to run through Saturday, March the 14th, we have a whole bunch of different events that people might be interested in. Let me just pick out a few things I want to bring up. We have the 48-Hour Film Festival. We have acoustic jam sessions with Ted. Of course, the Wearable Arts is part of it. We have a cake baking and decorating workshop. We're going to have a carved block wall art workshop. The art walk, we have art aerobics. And there's a few more things I couldn't squeeze in there. The singer-songwriter grind. It's just a celebration of arts in the community, and there's hopefully something for everybody to come out and get involved. We have the schedule on our website at www.thinkartthinksitka.com, and the schedules will be up around town, and we're going to make little schedules that you can grab and take, so you can keep track of all the events.
Excellent. This is just one last question. Something I've noticed being new to Sitka is that people, you say costume. And people, or outfit, or creative opportunity, and people just say, how high is the bar? People go above and beyond for these events. Why do you think that is, if you can capture it in a sentence or two?
I think it...
Because it's not true of every place, where you can just run down the store or to the corner store and pick up a hat and call it good.
A lot here.
I think we're on an island, and I think we are good at entertaining ourselves. And people are willing to take the time, like Cynthia is, to make an outfit and not only make an outfit for herself, but for five other people. And I think that's part of it. It's fun. And I would say, too, that the people have usually a minimum or a maximum of 2 minutes on the runway, and it's great for kids. The music is awesome. The action is great. The colors are great. And it's really appropriate for all ages, and it's family-oriented.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jeff Budd, he's with the Greater Sitka Arts Council and was joined by Sarah Laurie and Cynthia Bustos, who will be performing at the 7th Annual Wearable Arts Runway Show and Extravaganza. That is taking place on March 7th. There's a matinee at 3 p.m. and an evening performance at 7, Harrigan Centennial Hall. Tickets are going on sale tomorrow. $5 for kids 12 and under and $15 for adults. Those are being sold at Old Harbor Books. One-of-a-kind artwork designed to be worn by the human body will adorn these participants. You can still sign up, but you have to do it now, if you want to get in on this. Around the theme of Seven Seas, Clean Seas, though they're not limited to that theme. That's just a guideline. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to listen to The Writer's Almanac.